The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Broads, this episode is brought to you by FabFitFun. Look, if I have any free days during the summer months, it's almost a guarantee that you will find me near some body of water.
Oh, it's necessary.
Right, a beach, a pool, a slip and slide. I'm really not that picky. And thanks to my summer FabFitFun box, I've got everything I need for all of my summer activities.
FabFitFun is the only 100% customizable subscription box that brings you the most in-demand seasonal products at a fraction of the cost.
I look forward to my box every single season, and if you're on the fence about signing up, trust me when I tell you the summer box is one you do not want to miss, broads.
Order your summer box today. Sign up now so you can snag amazing products like the Supergoop Unseen Sunscreen or the L-Space Tie-Dye Towel when you customize. And right now, by visiting www.fabfitfun.com, you can receive all of this for 50% off your first box. Just use coupon code CHATTY. Again, that's coupon code CHATTY for 50% off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com.
Episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Broads. Dude, guys, this is a groundbreaking episode.
It's a groundbreaking episode.
This is something we've been wanting to do for a while.
Listen, you all truly love, I think it's fairly unanimous. It's fairly unanimous. It's fairly unanimous. That when we
anonymous, unanimous, it
all comes into play in this episode. When we do our cast bio breakdowns for The Bachelor or Bachelorette, it's a lot of times some of your favorite episodes. It's our favorite episodes. And so the last time we were doing one of the cast bio breakdowns, we were like, hey, you know what? What about if some broads sent in the screenshots from some of their online dating matches, you know, Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, some of the people that popped up, sometimes people that popped up and that they say, oh my God, hell no, or some people that they think, hey, I'm interested in this person. And what do you broads think about this individual? So you broads were gracious enough to send in a bunch of photos of your different matches for us to analyze what our thoughts are about these men.
I have a feeling this may be a future, like this may be a recurring episode. We may have the bros do some of this.
Oh, that's very good. Very, very good.
Now, here's what I will say. Next time, because some of these are just photos, which I actually do like, because then it's the pure experience, like the cast bios. But I also want to do an episode, I think, where we like analyze what people have to say too. Because what guys choose, and I see some of these Hinge screenshots and I'm like, I'm ready to talk.
You're like, let me into the game,
boss. Ready to talk. I think this is going to be so fun. So to clarify, Jess, I don't remember what you specifically asked for. Did we ask for people that they are dating or just like someone that they might have talked to on the app? Like, are these people like pursuing relationships potentially with these people?
It is a mix and match of.
Okay.
It is a mix and match of. So we have some people, like I said, who were very interested or have been talking to. In fact, we got a broad who was like, I married this person. Like, look at his horrible profile. I can't believe we're married now with like numerous children. Very cute.
That's good. That's good. Because I was going to say, I think it's good to have. What I want to do and how I envision this segment, and it'll probably come to its full fruition in the future, what I dream of is people being like, I don't know, we're on the tipping point of this being a potential serious relationship. Okay. do I move forward or not?
Sure.
And we give green light, red light.
I love that. I love that. Now, I will say this. Some of the broads did send those in. And also some of the broads just sent photos in without a context. Story behind it. So it might Ooh. Very well be people that they are potentially interested in or talking to. And so sorry if we ruin
Regardless, we are going to roast, we are going to hype up, we are going to do this. Also, by the way, this is probably a great YouTube episode, but if not, I will give pretty sound descriptions of each sound, no pun intended.
We appreciate.
I'll give audio descriptions of what we're looking at. We appreciate
the audio descriptions, indeed. But yeah, this definitely is going to be a good YouTube episode. And for the privacy of those people whose, you know, profiles are online, all faces and names will be blocked out yes. for the YouTube viewers. Yes. So
you'll see context clues in the photos. There are yes. many from
you
what
might
I was
not
looking
be
at.
Able to see what the person's face looks like how maybe hot they are.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to see all sorts of the surrounding. And truly, I think that's what tells everything.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I truly believe.
Just very, very telling. So
I truly believe. So before we dive into this, which I'm chomping at the bits, quick announcement. Broads, the merch date has finally come. Thank you for being patient with us. We are so unbelievably excited. Merch will be available on Tuesday.
Yes.
This coming Tuesday.
Also, gosh, like we said, we got a lot of shit to hype up because the merch is on Tuesday and, you know, our live show tickets are on sale. That's coming up. That's less than a month away. That's only like 3 weeks away, pretty much.
Yeah.
So
get those tickets. The merch will be dropped, and don't worry, we will explain it all for you. We'll post the website and all that, and that's going to be on Tuesday, the 27th of July. So get ready. Ooh, so exciting.
I had just an idea, too, for our live show. We'll probably put this into... Everything's still coming together. I had an idea. What if we, like, because we're going to be having drinks together, we should do... like what we're going to be drinking so that people can get the ingredients. We can all be drinking the same drinks during the live show. Isn't that kind of fun?
So
it's a cocktail
that.
Hour where we're all connected by what we're sipping on.
I love that. We can do a little fun, like alcoholic bevy and then a non-alcoholic bevy for our sober broads. Like
just omit the alcohol. You can have our spicy mango tequila margaritas, just minus the tequila.
Yeah. And Evan, who drinks the tequila straight on the rocks, you can just have ice cubes.
Along with him. And just crunching along with us.
Straight tequila.
All right.
You want to dive
in? Yeah, I'm really ready.
Okay, so our very first subject is sent
in. So do you think it's fine if we're blocking out the names if we just do the first letter? Like, this is J. That seems fine, right?
That seems fine,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's this is public profiles.
It is. Literally anyone could screenshot this and put this on the internet. Okay.
Okay. So
First candidate
is sent in by Emily, and she refers to Jay as her Hinge boyfriend.
Okay.
So this is someone who clearly Emily is at least talking to.
Literally, he has a pin on his shirt that says sus.
He does have a pin on his shirt that says sus. I do feel very nervous right up. I'm not 100% sure what sus stands for. It could be like Sacramento University student. It could be, you know, it appears to be some sort of debate thing because he has a let's debate this topic at the very top. And he is wearing a bow tie and he's wearing a suit jacket. So I feel like Jay enjoys debating people.
You know, I'm good with this photo because to me it says like not trying too hard. And he probably like had this in his phone that like his mom or his friend took. And it's kind of like, well, this is a decent pic of me. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He's also not too posed.
He's on a field. It's like a very nice photo. I will say it's a very clear photo. It almost looks like perhaps someone from his university, like the professional photographer who takes like the photos, you know, the person who goes and takes photos at like the football game and then posts them on the college website or whatever. It looks like like that person almost took that photo because it is quite clear. I'm not sure what he's doing on the field.
You know, it doesn't matter. This guy looks like he'll be rich one day. So,
Emily, go get those bags.
Secure your bag. Oh, shit. Secure your bag, queen. I don't know. I don't have much to say on him. It's like he's wearing a nice bow tie suit. And it, again, it's like it's obvious he's dressed up for a university thing. It's not like this is what he wears to speed dating. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He looks educated. He looks kind. I honestly can't say much bad about this guy.
He does look kind. I'll say this. If my friend showed me this photo, my first question would be, I need to know what he's into and what he does, mm-hmm. because the suit, the bow tie, being on the football field, the sus pin, I would like to know exactly what his deal is, like what this hobby or profession might be that he's involving himself in. But I see this photo, my friend says we're talking, and I go, approved. I would say approved. He's definitely cute.
Look,
he's
I'm not very seeing red collegiate. Flags.
There's zero red flags. I'm not seeing any red flags. Like you said, what I'm seeing is green because this man's going to make money someday. There are lots of green flags flying around. Green flags shaped like, you know, money bags.
I trust Jay. He's gonna be able to. He's going to give me really, really, really good tax advice.
Oh, like, my God.
Really good. Like, my accountant's going to, like, once he helps me with his taxes, my accountant's going to be like, I don't think you need my help.
Or, like, you're going to show Jay what your accountant did for you, and Jay's going to be like,
he's going to be like, no.
Oh, my dear.
Jay also looks like he enjoys a board game or two. Probably Settlers of Catan.
Yes.
And,
I think he does look to me like he is on the debate team. So I feel like, maybe the only fault that I can think of devil's advocate king, perhaps. So maybe when you're just wanting
to have... Maybe he listens to Joe Rogan a little too much.
Yeah, maybe when you're just wanting to have a casual conversation with Jay about something, maybe he takes it too far sometimes and gets too heated. Maybe when you're explaining to Jay how you feel about something, that perhaps he tries to make it into like an argument. Yeah. Or a debate versus you being like, no, I just feel this way.
Or maybe you guys get along great, but maybe your friends are annoyed as fuck at him because whenever they're or maybe he is the type where he's like, I don't know. I don't like your friends. They're kind of dumb. None of them have anything interesting to say. And you're just kind of like, right. Whoa.
And let's make this very clear, Broads. This is a huge sidebar. Okay. If your friends are annoyed by your boyfriend, that's okay. If your friends don't like your boyfriend, have a problem with your boyfriend, mm-hmm. that's very different. Because mm-hmm. listen, there are plenty of people in our lives that you're going to be like, there's plenty of people who annoy me who are just good people. And I'm like, yeah, they're great for each other, but they can get under my skin because they have just a different style of life than me. That's fine. This is fine. But I definitely feel like, yes, perhaps.
Jay, you can take your opinions and shove it. Honestly, I'm already now annoyed at you thinking about you interrupting our conversations to be like, actually, well...
I would be so curious to hear from Emily if he tends to be argumentative. Now, Emily might love it. For instance, my husband loves to debate. And so I feel like if I was more debate-ish, more argumentative, like in a fun nature, Evan would be like, bring it on. I love this. Mm-hmm. But sometimes for me, it can get a lot. So I don't know. You let us know, Emily.
Happy you're happy, considering he's your boyfriend. All right, moving on.
Okay, we're on to the next one, Broads. All right. I'm going to be real with you. This one is sent in by Anonymous.
I'm ready. This is also what I like. I kind of like this, like, no context, just, like, kind of screenshot. All right. I saw this one and I was scrolling through.
He goes by H, first letter of his name. He is 23. Would you like to read the bio under the his name first?
Okay. No. First, I'm going to describe. Oh, fuck. I didn't describe. Yo, you described the photo of the last one. You got it. Okay. First of all, H. Okay. First of all, it's him standing in front of a tree that has the American flag pinned to it. Oddly, he's holding a big rifle with a vest. His dog has a matching vest. America. That's the vibe of the pic. H's profile says, women only want one thing, and it's disgusting, ... His name is Reeves. Okay, so is that the thing about his dog?
I would imagine.
His name is Reeves. So it's a picture of his dog. He's like, women only want one thing,
and it's disgusting.
It's my dog. His name is Reeves. I don't like that. Politicians be like, okay, and then immediately segues into politicians be like, stay home unless you have a private jet. So that's an interesting, like, you're picking two things. You're picking like a women only are attracted to my dog and then like a political joke right after.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to say about H. Like, look, I love that political joke. I'm like, yeah, I'm with you, H.
On the billionaires.
On the politicians being like, you know, don't get me started on Newsom with his private dinner with his 12 friends in the middle of lockdown. Anyway, but H, this is what I'm going to say about H. When you got the American flag, you got the rifle, you got the look that you do, sir, and that all together, I'm like, oh, if the political opinions are this strong on the first screenshot of the dating app, oh boy, this guy is a lot.
H is nothing but his political opinion.
Absolutely. In fact, this could be a Russian bot we're looking at.
No, this 100% could be like, this is like fucking AI, because there's no way that this is a real picture. This feels like a stock image of if you looked up America.
Why is the American flag pinned to the tree like that?
I don't know. I feel like someone.
That's disrespectful, right?
I was going to say, I feel like someone who is so into America would not pin a flag like that to a tree.
It's for the profile pic, okay?
I mean, there's a lot. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I see a gun in general on a profile pic.
That's a lot.
I'm running for the hills. I'm sobbing. But this is not just a gun.
Now,
this,
how do you feel about this, though?
This is massive.
Okay, how do you feel about this, though? How do you feel about a profile pic at the shooting range with a little pistol? Because I have to say, I feel a little bit different about that. I'm like, okay, well, you're showing you like to go to the shooting range, you know?
I feel a little different about that, but I still don't like it at all. Because I'm like, if this is what you're choosing to put up, to me, that exudes a certain type of energy that like I don't want in my life.
I feel like it's also different girls versus boys, because I've seen girls like with like little shooting range pics, and you know, they're like, look at me, I'm like badass kind of thing.
Yeah, that's
a
different vibe. To me, if I am a woman interested in a man and his photo is of him at a shooting range, I'm just like, I feel like,
what about if he's a hunter? What if it's about him?
That's gonna be
like
a pass for me.
That's probably more of a lifestyle thing.
That's
for
a lifestyle
you,
thing
like,
for
I'm
me. I'm
interested.
Like, no, if you're a hunter, I'm like, I
now,
gotta
about,
go, I gotta go.
Now I have to say, shooting range and like hunting context for my friend, I'll put all this as my friend because there's plenty of people that aren't my type.
Okay, understood.
As a friend, those I'm okay with. This I have to say, with a when you're have a whole rifle strapped to your
that's
friend,
what I'm saying, there's one thing, that's what this gun,
that looks like some sort of semi-automatic weapon.
This looks like an, I mean, I don't know anything about guns because
either.
They scare me, but this looks very illegal to me.
No, it's legal. America, baby.
That's horrifying.
That's why this
that's
is the best.
Legal.
That's why this is the best country in the world.
That's very scary.
That's
I don't
legal
like,
for sure.
That scares me. No, thank you. Yeah, you know what? It's if I took everything out of this photo, except if we stripped H down and put him in the clothes that are underneath the vest and the rifle, took everything away except for him leaning against the tree and his dog, I'd be
what
like,
about the American flag?
That's also, I'm talking about stripping everything away. The leaning against the way he's leaning against the tree,
the
matching
vests,
the dog and the dog there, I would still be a little bit like, this feels placed a little bit to me. And this feels very much like, oh, a woman would like this, the way my dog is looking at me and the way I'm leaning against this tree. But I would be like, okay, we're good. The amount of regalia that's going on in this photo is actually bewildering to me. I don't feel like I've seen anything like this on a profile before.
Also wondering, like, if I'm reading too much into this, but that first joke, like, women only want one thing and it's disgusting, his name is Reeves, whatever. Like, yes, it's a joke, but with all the other context clues, I almost like get this like maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I'm getting
read
like,
into it, queen.
I don't know. I'm getting like kind of like misogyny vibes where it's just like,
hey,
women like you dogs. Misogyny vibes. I don't want to make generalizations.
Listen, though. Listen. Anything that starts out, women are disgusting, even if it is a joke. I would agree with you. There is an energy here that I am uncomfortable with. It's too aggressive. It's an aggressive way to start out.
You
know what?
If you just said women only want one thing, ... and his name is Reeves.
That's kind of cute. That's cute.
Women only want one thing and it's disgusting. That also throws off the whole joke. You're like, I'm guessing this is about your dog, but I'm also confused.
But also like, what if Reeves...
Are these two separate thoughts? Or is this three separate
also,
thoughts?
Also, considering that your next comment is about a politician, is Reeves a politician? I don't know. I'm not sure. You're very unclear. At least put a dog emoji by the name Reeves.
100%.
Right? Like, at least I'm going to get it a little bit. I'm going to context clues. You got nothing. Nothing.
Red flags, H.
I mean, obviously, this is a red flag. I think the broad who sent this
red, white, and blue flags.
Red, white, and blue flags. I think the broad that was sending this in was like, this was
someone I came across.
I think this was a moment where this broad was like, I don't think I'm going to go on dating apps anymore. That was one of these moments. Before we continue into all of these enchanting
men. This is exciting.
I know. I feel like I'm opening a Christmas present every single time.
Have you ever been on dating apps before?
I've been on dating apps, like my friends' dating apps. Okay. Anytime that
but you've
I...
you've never actually tried dating on a dating app?
I it was not in my time.
Yeah, I just have never had the opportunity to either.
Neither
of us have experienced dating on dating apps.
When I'm looking through this and I'm literally seeing all like the buttons around things, I'm like, what do all these mean? When the screenshots that have like different stuff, I'm like, what?
I think one means like super like.
Yeah, I'm like, is this
one means
is
save
this,
for
is
later?
This Hinge? Is this Bumble? Is this Tinder?
I couldn't tell you what app this is. Do you know what app this is?
I think this is Tinder. Maybe I'm wrong though.
Isn't that like just like left or right?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Maybe there's new interfaces, Bumble? You know? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I legit don't know. I'm like, is this okay?
But I have looked on all of my friends. Anytime I see a friend with the phone open and I can tell by the swiping that it's a dating app, I'm like, you show me your phone right now. Like, I need to dive in. Show me all of the conversations.
I think I would become obsessed. I think I would spend hours going through profiles.
Becca, if I was single, I would have every dating app and it would 1000% become like an obsession, not because I'm wanting to date, but because of it's just being
there. It's people.
There.
It's like people watching, but like online, and you're just in your area.
And then just the rush of getting a match, even if I wasn't interested
Should
in the
we
person.
Should we become catfish? Should we become catfish?
Oh my God. I would love nothing more. I did have a friend who... You know, there are friends out there that will be like, here's my login info and you can like control the whole thing for me.
Become my dating guru.
I had a friend offer that to me once and I didn't take it up on them with them, like just because of like life. It was like, oh, yeah, that would be great. And then I never followed up. I should see if they'd be down. And I'm just like, let me take over your dating app for like a week.
Wouldn't it only show people in your area, though?
My child and my husband would not eat. Just be obsessive. Yeah, it only shows people in your area.
Yeah,
so that wouldn't
work if you logged in on your phone unless they live close to you, right?
Yeah, I want to get my hands on a Raya profile because I'm looking for them famous peoples. I'm looking to have a conversation, see what I can get, you know, one
but
of those
also
Matthew
just like
Perry moments.
For real, but then you have to go through swarms of like people with like 25,000 followers who are like LA models. Raya, by the way, is like an exclusive, like invite only kind of dating app where it's the pages are like very customizable. It's like back to MySpace where you have like songs that
oh my
can
God,
play.
They're so fun. They're so customizable.
It's pretty cool.
But you have it's pretty wild though, because when you have this app, it's like you have everyone from like straight up A-list celebrities on this app to you can get on like you could get on Raya if you have like a friend of a friend who is in the industry who can like connect you and like send you a recommendation. Mm-hmm. So then there are like tons of people on Raya that are not any way, like even some people who aren't even like in the industry or famous or super mm-hmm. wealthy or anything like that. So it's like,
they're just hot.
It's just a wild mixture of like famous people, not famous people. Like, it's actually quite exciting to swipe through because you just never know who's going to end up on the other side. Like I said, I've heard John Cusack is always on that thing. So it's like, I'd literally be on it walking around LA being like, who is here? Who is here? And just be like, hello.
Hot, cold, warm.
Exactly. Oh, man. Exactly. All right.
Speaking
about hot, this is a necessary ad for this episode as you all go through your dating apps. Have this in mind, brats. I cannot begin to count the number of times a friend has told me that their sex life leaves, well, a lot to be desired. I don't know how many times I have felt that way, okay? Feeling overwhelmed from work or stressed about something. I mean, pretty much anything and everything can affect how we feel in the bedroom, and I totally understand that. But if you are wanting a more satisfied sex life, life is too short to be dissatisfied. There's nothing wrong with getting a little bit of assistance.
There sure isn't. And if you've never tried an arousal oil before, let us give you the inside scoop, broads. Boom. And be prepared to have your mind blown. Literally, not literally. No. But Omax O-Shot is the best there is. It contains 8 natural, organic, botanical ingredients that provide tingling and promote circulation, lubrication, desire, you know, all the fun stuff. I couldn't live without my O-Shot. I'm obsessed.
No, it's absolutely the best. Simply apply a few pumps to sensitive areas, sit back and enjoy. The effects start immediately and will last up to 60 minutes, broads. We love it and we know you will too, which is why O-Shot CBD is offering our listeners 20% off O-Shot. This discount also applies towards any product site-wide. Wow. Okay, there is so much on the site. Just go to oshotcbd.com today and enter code at chatty.
Whether you're single or looking to spice up your relationship with more satisfying sex, O-Shot comes to the rescue and provides heightened sexual sensations, which can give you the instant and long-lasting satisfaction you've been looking for, and it's 100% edible and natural. Remember, go to oshotcbd.com today and enter code CHATTY to take advantage of these incredible savings. That's OSHOTCBD.com and enter code CHATTY to get 20% off O-Shot site-wide.
Broads, we're talking dates right now, and sometimes you're in the mood to do a little brunch date and meet up, or like a cute picnic with some drinks. And if you drink, we have the most perfect or most favorite beverage, I should say. Something light, bright, and of course tasty. And that's Juneshide Hard Kombucha.
Juneshide
Hard Kombucha.
Seriously, it's the best. I haven't found any better daytime or any time drink than Juneshide. I'm sure you've seen other hard kombucha products on the shelf, but Juneshine's by far the best, and let me tell you why. Instead of using black tea and sugar like other hard kombuchas, Juneshine uses the best organic ingredients like green tea and honey, which results in a smoother taste and a lighter, brighter buzz. And I'll tell you, if I'm having a couple drinks, I always feel the best after drinking Juneshine. Way better than any mixed drink, beer, or anything else.
Not even close. Yeah. Not even close. And just like non-alcoholic kombucha, Juneshine is full of functional ingredients. Plus, it's low in sugar, easy on the gut, gluten-free, and full of probiotics. And the flavors are incredible. I honestly can't tell you that I have a favorite because I cycle through all of them. They're so good.
We've worked out an exclusive deal for Chatty Broads listeners. Receive 20% off plus free shipping site-wide. We recommend trying one of their best-selling variety packs. It's a great way to try all the delicious flavors. Go to juneshine.com/chatty. Juneshine can also be found in over 10,000 stores across the country, including Whole Foods, Safeway, Kroger, and Publix. We love Juneshine.
Okay. All right. Next up, we have a submission from Broad Jewels. And in fact, we have a few photos of this gentleman who will go by A.
Okay. Okay, so A, did she give any context of whether or not she's dating this person?
No, not that I saw.
You know, I'm not going to lie. Already, I have good vibes.
I have good vibes, too.
Wait. Hold on, broads, real quick. Let me describe what we're seeing here.
Mm-hmm.
First photo, by the way, this guy is 26. He's a craftsman. Does woodworking.
That's cool. I'm right away, if I'm swiping and I see craftsman, I'm stopping. I'm a little bit like, oh, what are you? What's this about? you know?
First pick, he's smiling. He's got sunglasses on, blonde hair, got kind of that beachy look, wearing a shirt that says Miami.
Hot pink.
You get it. You surf. Second photo. This one's kind of weird, but it's kind of looks like he's in a photo booth by himself or something. He's got like
maybe he is
bleach blonde tips, and I don't really know, but whatever. Still a non-threatening man. Got a picture of him kissing a dog.
Obligatory.
Okay, and then there's a picture of him on the beach, and there's a table. Now, okay, off the photos alone, what I'm gonna say is, I like it. These photos are not, again, too try-hardy, but, you know, he looks nice in them. They're photos you can show your friends and be like, look, you know, like, he's cute. No fish in them, which I like.
Yes, there's no fish.
I like that he included the table that he made.
He did.
In the photos.
He
did. That's kind of fun.
I like that. Listen, if you're going to put that you are a craftsman on your profile, you show me a table. I appreciate seeing a table. 1,000%.
Now, here's the only thing, though. And this is where, you know, I go back and forth because, and I saw another profile, I saw some other photos later on that we're going to talk about that I feel the same way about. It's a dating app, so you've got to bait people.
Of course, of course. I mean, you can't just be, you can't just show up and schlub out. You're just like, here's just me. Reality. I mean, I guess that actually could be interesting for some people. But yeah, you want to try to impress a little bit.
Yeah. You know, but the whole like about me, the very first thing he says is I can make you a table. See final pick. And also future firefighter. So,
you know, I love a firefighter.
Yes, 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 yes. But future firefighter, I have friends whose partners are like working to become a firefighter. And that is not just something you like make happen, especially if you live in Southern California, because that is extremely competitive. And there's a high chance that you won't actually get a firefighter.
What if he's not even currently training? He's just like, I want to be a firefighter.
See, and
one
that's
day.
Why I'm like, I don't like the like future. Like, I want to be that when I grow up.
Yeah,
that's
it's either
not
you
what
are,
or
you are, or you aren't.
No, you're a woodworker.
Like
right
you
now.
Can tell when you go out on a date with the person that you match with and they ask you like, oh, what do you want to be? Or like, what are you like working towards? Blah, blah, blah. And you'd be like, I'm really interested in becoming a firefighter. That's fun. But like, yeah, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying here.
Like, that's like saying like, I'm trying to think of an example. I don't know. What's the female equivalent of that in a dating app?
You know,
profile?
I just feel like it's very bachelor brand. It's very like, oh, lawyer, and you find out like that they're in law school, which is really hard. Don't get
right.
me
it's
wrong.
Like, it's like saying this. Future therapist, and you're working on your undergrad degree in psychology.
Yes, and it's like,
okay.
Is it valuable that you're doing that? Of course, but like you can't say that you're a therapist if you're not technically a therapist yet,
or that you're a future therapist when, like I said, you're going through getting your bachelor's in psychology. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, I have tons of friends who are going to be therapists when they were getting their bachelor's in psychology.
You know, listen. Here's the thing, broads. Your girl was going to school for forensic psychology, and yeah. I did that for a semester, and I can't tell you right now that I'm a future forensic psychologist. I can't tell you that in the future I'll be talking to a Hannibal of sort with a Clarice moment in a scary, scary yeah. room. Mm-hmm. But technically that's like the same thing.
Also, I think this is Hinge. I don't know. But also like the answers to these questions, I have to say, like A is a basic bitch.
Yes.
Interest.
A is a basic bitch for
beer,
sure.
Beer, tacos, beaches. Favorite quality in a person? Sense of humor. You'll get along if you like to travel. Yeah, everyone wants someone with a fucking sense of humor who likes to travel.
Okay, the like to travel thing is actually a trigger for me.
Yeah.
Because that is like, you know what? The only time I care to hear about this is if you hate traveling.
Yep.
If you are like...
Which, by the way, I kind of could respect.
That's the thing.
If someone's
looking for a homebody... I don't like traveling. I like staying in my little circumference, okay? Like, I'm down to take, like, a 30-minute drive here and there.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't like to travel. I am not looking to go to Europe. I'm not looking to go to Bali.
Right.
I just want to stay in San Clemente.
Right.
It's like, cool.
I want to go to Palm Springs every weekend.
Bada bing, bada boom.
My guy.
Hey, you're sounding wonderful. Oh, no, you like to travel. No, that's going to be a no.
No, no, no.
I but mean, that's the thing. It's like that's like an honest, that's like an honest thing. If I was on a date with somebody, for me, it's like, do here. This is we'll have a moment about me because it's our podcast. I enjoy traveling. Mm-hmm. Of course, I love to go somewhere new, but in general, I am more of a homebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, is going on a trip every once in a while to Europe incredible? For sure.
Right.
But I believe when someone says, I like to travel, what that is somebody who's like, I'm gone 2 to 3 weeks out of the month. Like I am.
That is truly someone
move.
Who likes to travel.
That is someone who likes to travel. This girl, I'm like, no, I would tell you, like, I tend to be someone who, like, I kind of like to stay in Los Angeles. Like I like being here. Like yes. I like to be out and busy all the time, yes. But like, I like being here.
Yes.
So don't say you like to travel unless you're literally on a plane, unless you got one of those special cards. You got like however many miles because you've traveled that much. Like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, like, so what I'm seeing is this person thinks that building tables and liking the beach is a personality. And yes. For that reason, A, I'm kind of like, I don't know. Actually, I started out liking you. And now the more I'm like, yeah, I don't know. You are a basic bitch and I just don't know if I trust you.
But if you want to be with someone who's a little more of a basic bitch, then like that's cool.
Yeah, but the thing is with guys dating profiles is I feel like a lot of guys mask this basic bitch personality or they use that as a mask for whoever they really are. Mm-hmm. And that can be not necessarily a bad thing, but I'm kind of like, okay, do you just genuinely have no personality?
Sure.
Or are you like... What's your deal?
Yeah. I feel like to give credit to people, it is tough on these to really express who you fully are.
Right.
But there's a lot of there's a lot of standard shit going on in A's profile. So
I mean, yeah, this about me is like, is that all the about me says? And like my interests, beer, taco, beaches. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the dog, the beach. I feel like this guy is in San Diego or Orange County.
You know what
County.
Would be more interesting is like I'd love to show, like instead of like I can make you a table, how about like I'd love to teach you the basics of like how to make something.
That is a fantastic tip.
Like
that
is a fantastic on my first date, like I'd love to show you like how to use some power tools. Winky face. No winky face. But be like, no, like this is such a fun idea.
Drill?
This like, is such a fun
like,
idea.
Oh God.
Being like in a serious way, be like, okay, but for reals, like, have you ever wanted to know how to like build stuff yourself? How to use like, how to use a saw, like how to use power tools. Mm-hmm. Like I'll be the guy to show you like with like little like sunglass smiley face. Like then that's cool. You're like, oh shit.
Yeah. It's like
something
okay.
interesting that we could, and we also have potential for a first date. Like you could literally be like, oh, let's like show me your workshop.
Yes. I think the thing I like the most when I see
basically,
dating
I'm
profiles.
Saying A, lean into the table, the woodworking thing.
lean into the woodworking.
Hard. It's the
also,
only interesting thing about you.
I think that there's something always on profiles that's really good when you get specific. Mm-hmm. I love someone who gets specific. I will use case in point, the next person, it's going to be another A. Sorry, this is confusing, but this is the next gentleman.
We can go by his last initial if we
X,
have it.
Sure. X? We'll go by X for this next
yes,
one.
Yes. X.
I'm going to use one thing as an example about X because I have a lot of feelings
oh
outside
my God.
Of this.
I can't wait to go in.
But the first thing that X says in his profile is, I want someone who will watch 90 Day Fiancé with me. I see that and I right away like that because I'm like, okay, this is specific. I like, again, I'll make this personal, but regardless of if you like reality TV yeah. or not, it's a specific reality TV show. I'm like, okay, that's fun. It's not like,
okay, yeah, you make a good point.
It's not like he's just saying, you know, again, I feel like The Bachelor, I'd be more like, okay, mm-hmm. but like someone saying 90 Day Fiancé, mm-hmm. it's specific. It's someone mm-hmm. saying like, I want someone who's going to watch House Hunters International with mm-hmm. me. I'm like, great.
That
okay,
I like a little better than 90 Day Fiancé.
But it's the same. It's a sure. similar vein, right?
Sure.
Now, that's where I'll end it with X, because X, Broads, let me describe.
This is just thirst trap after thirst trap.
The first photo, he is sitting on a counter in maybe his kitchen. It's a very cool looking, like, hipster kitchen with, like, his stickers all over it. He's got a nice pot next to it. He's got sweatpants on. He's got a baseball hat on and his shirt thrown over his shoulder, and he's eating like cereal or something.
And his nasty ass toes crinkled up on the on the counter.
But
in front of him.
But here's the thing. X is hot. Like, I see this gentleman and I'm like, okay, you are very sexy. Mm-hmm. And the way that you are posing in your sexiness, obviously you're a fuckboy.
Yeah. No, not okay.
Obviously not you're okay. A fuckboy.
No, and then it's not only that. And granted, okay, here's the thing about these kind of photos. If you throw this in, I'll give you a pass if it's maybe on your fourth photo. And the
first, throw in a sexy photo.
And the first, second, and third. Honestly, I want to see photos like where the guy like cut off other people in a group photo and you're like, oh, he doesn't have many options of himself.
Cute. Yes. Yes.
When I see this, because not only the first photo, but also the second, he's shirtless posing. Actually, also in both, he's looking away from the camera. I'm like, is your side profile the only thing you have to option? How about you look at the camera and smile?
Also,
like a fucking normal person.
Both photos completely posed.
Completely posed.
He's on
shirtless.
A boat tying a knot.
Yep. Shirtless. Yeah, that's going to be a solid no for me, dog.
Here's the thing. Also, we see in the next slide that he is a mod. He is a model.
The things he put about himself is model and spiritual. And if that means that this guy is going to gaslight like the fuck out of you is what this means.
Facts on.
Spiritual 6'2 model.
When y'all have
fuck out of here, bro. Fuck out of here.
When y'all really connect really, really well over dinner and then you go and have sex and then the next day the next 3 weeks he never calls you and you text and go, hey, what happened? And he's like, wow, you're really riding my ass.
Or no, he's like, sorry, he's a beautiful babe. Sorry, babe, X got busy. No, this is the thing. When you're hanging out with him, he's like stroking your cheek. This is like the first night you meet after you hook up at his apartment. He's like, my mom would love you.
And then he does not contact you for weeks after you have sex.
Busy,
and 100% says, sorry, babe, got busy, X. I feel it so deep in my body, Becca. Like, the amount of, like, just memories rushing through my head. Like, this is traumatizing to think about.
And wow. You, like, make plans to watch the next episode of 90 Day Fiancé. This is the only thing I don't like about that first line either, is I feel like it is a great hook. And I feel it like is. He probably watches 90 Day Fiancé. He throws that out there for every single girl he goes on a first date with. He said, why don't you come over and we watch 90, or once you come back to my house and we watch 90 Day Fiancé.
Here's the thing. When I'm saying this, I'm saying I like it. It's a good hook.
It is. It is
I'm
amazing
hooked in.
Hook.
Now, if the photos would look different, he can be as hot as shit like he is.
You know what?
But if he would have done
the
first
guy with the bow tie, and that first guy with the bow tie says he wants to watch 90 Day Fiancé,
I'm in too. Emily's guy says, want to watch 90 Day Fiancé? I'm like, oh, we're going to sit. Jay and I are going to sit and debate who should be with who and who's in it for the wrong reasons. That's what we're going to do. And that's going to be fun.
Even with A, first guy, with that line,
yeah.
I'd be more
yes.
apt to.
Oh, absolutely.
It would really work for him.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This guy,
no. But that's the thing. He knows, you guys. This is the danger of the dating app, is that X, he's doing part of it beautifully because he knows. He is spiritual. He is connected, okay? He understands what attracts human energy.
Honestly, though, X, I actually have to say, as true constructive criticism for him, I think he could do even better if, take this first counter photo where he's eating a empty bowl of something with his foot up on the counter and gazing off to the refrigerator or whatever the fuck. I actually think he could do even better crushing on the dating profiles. Imagine if he had a shirt on, kind of tight-fitting one, just a white tee, and he has his hands on the front of the counter, and he's just looking at the camera smiling directly like that. you know, just like an easygoing smile.
I have a huge thing that just shifted this conversation. And I would like to have a massive apology to this broad. X was from someone different.
Yeah, I kind of thought so. I was looking at the...
A lot of broads sent in a bunch of different different guys at once. So I need to now rewind. As we talk about X, I apologize. This is from broad Katie.
Yeah.
Katie says, I have two guys to show you. I went on Hinge to scope out the dating scene before moving to New York City, and these two guys caught my eye. I'm going to grad school and not really looking for something super serious, but also not looking for a casual hookup. Okay. Let me know what you think about them.
Get the fuck out of way the way of X.
Katie, look at me.
Unless you want to hook up who's never going to talk to you again.
Listen, what I'm hearing from your message is you said you're not looking for something super serious. So immediately my body says, oh, then maybe X is good for you because X is not going to be something super serious. But your second phrasing was that you're also not looking for something casual. So what you need to really, really examine in yourself is what do you really want? Because those are two different things.
Yeah.
And so when you say both of those, my thought is maybe you want something less casual than you think.
That's exactly what I was thinking. You know what I hear? I hear that you want something that doesn't move fast. I hear that you do want a boyfriend.
Yes.
And maybe one day it'll progress and you guys will get married and have children. Yes. And that's kind of what I hear.
And maybe you want to take your time because, you know, you're 24, you're moving to NYC, you're studying things. So you realize that, like, you know, this is... You're going to be busy. Like, this is a lot going on. But probably what you're not looking for is someone who's going to be a total fuckboy and screw you over, which I believe X would.
I hear that you want a boyfriend.
Now, if you really, and I believe, like Becca, that you want a boyfriend. But now, if you really, really, really are like, no, I'm actually down with something casual, then you know what? Then X might take you to a fun, he's a model, he might take you to a fun art gallery. I could imagine him being like, hey, let's meet up for yoga and then fuck.
Yeah, but you might not ever hear from him again.
So prepare yourself for that because that will be what happened. Yeah. Like, you're not going to hear from this person again.
And he also might drag string you along.
But if you want to have a guy, like you're coming to New York, you're going to New York and you're like, I am going to meet up and potentially hook up with this beautiful human who is so nice to look at, and that's really all that's going to happen, and you're prepared for that, then that's fine with X.
Now, I am telling you right now, though, the second guy that she sent, this is, to me, a gem. I'm actually going to say that I think that this guy is actually a gem. We'll call him L, the last letter of his name.
Yes, we'll call him L. Oh, my goodness. Now, Katie, now this is someone...
I think he's a catch.
Who you might want to get serious with. So prepare yourself for that because this person is a catch.
Okay. First of all, I'm jumping ahead into the profile, but it'll give good context to the first screenshot. Believe it or not, Elle has lived in 3 different countries, excluding the U.S. This is someone who likes to travel, babe.
This is a travel. this is a traveler, okay?
And the first line, best travel story. Ended up at a metal bar in Christiana with an older Spanish couple at 5 a.m.
Now, that's
to
a story.
Me is a yes.
That is a story. And you know what? You know what's so sick about that? Is that his story, it wasn't like I raged my face off and blah, 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 blah.
Did ecstasy in Turkey 3 days in a row. No, it's like... He's down. He's actually like adventurous, open to a good time.
This is someone who, like, that's a fucking story. That's a fucking story. You're somewhere with a Spanish couple, an older Spanish couple at 5 a.m. at a metal bar. You're not like, I was there with my boys and we were fucking chugging shit. Like, that's a cool best story to use.
It is cool. And you know what else I like about Elle? 2 out of 3 of the photos shown here are Elle with friends.
Yeah.
And you know what that shows? Not vain. And also it shows, I believe in his personality with what he's shared, that he is an outgoing person who wants to make friends, who wants to connect with others. And I think that even if you guys don't end up hitting it off, if you guys like me, I think he'll be a great time and you could potentially even be friends and be introduced to a whole, you know, Elle has tons of friends.
That is such a good point, Becca. You are so right. You'll have a whole group of new people that you could potentially meet.
Elle is the one you could hit up and be like, hey, I'm going to Sweden. Do you know anyone? And Elle will be like, yes, I know 5 different people who live in Sweden.
And honestly, what is so perfect, like you said about him too, first 2 pictures with him and friends. And then the last one is him with beautiful snow-covered mountains. And honestly, the last... So okay,
I know.
And
I
then
know,
the I last line...
I love it.
The last line that he says is, I get along best with people who love themselves.
That is such... Like, he had to choose. I get along best with people who...
And then he has to choose.
Have a sense of humor, like to travel.
He said, love themselves.
That's pretty, like, poignant in a very, like, small little blurb.
I mean... L is a catch.
L is good vibes only.
And also, just a side note, I know that the face is blurred out, broads. L is hot,
and L is like cute in this like not overdone way. Like, I don't know. X was just a little too much for me, but L is just like, he's like just a normal guy who's a good guy who has a fire personality.
Yes, and also too, like, you know, just from a clothing standpoint, he dresses like he travels. And I like that.
Totally. A real traveler.
You know, he has like North Face jacket vibes. He's got his hoodies. Like, he's got his comfy sneakers. And like the beanies.
Yeah. He's like, these pants have taken me thousands of miles.
I love it. I love. And you know what's fun, too, is I know a lot of people always say, like, dude, like, don't put a picture in the front of you with numerous people because then people aren't going to know which one you are. I think the opposite. I swipe into more photos if I'm like, which one is this?
They are. That's actually a good point.
Who is this? So it's like you're going to learn more about the person if the first profile picture you put up is of numerous people.
Well, only although it does suck if you swipe through and then you're disappointed by the person who it actually is in the photo.
True, but you look at more photos.
True.
You know?
And so it's a toss-up. How do you feel about guys posing with other girls?
I love it. Okay.
Have him making out, giving her a piggyback ride.
It depends. Because I like, for me personally, and again, this is a personal thing, I like knowing that the person that I'm with, like, okay, if I'm with a guy in a relationship, I like knowing that he has girlfriends.
Yeah, and because, then he's open about them also. Like, he's not trying to hide it or anything.
And it's like, you have girlfriends. That means that, like, you know, if you're wanting to date me, then you're getting maybe some hopefully good perspective from other women in your life. And you're not just always with the boys going out and just, like, only looking for women to, like, date or hook up with. You also just have, like, genuine friendships.
Also, I like that it looks like almost every single one of these photos was taken in a different country.
Yes.
I don't know why, but I feel like that's probably the case in all of these. Even the photo of him at this like house party or whatever.
Yes.
I feel like I'm like, oh, this is with his German foreign exchange friend.
Yes. I love it.
I get. I'm all about L. I say leave X in the dust. Who the fuck needs that?
L is an absolute winner to me. An absolute winner. Go for L. You know, again... Because I feel like L could be serious or could also be the type of person who you could immediately communicate with. I'm not looking for something super serious. I'm just looking for like a nice time. And L seems like he might communicate with you and you guys could actually have a healthy conversation about like, you know, if you do get to know each other, like expectations and things. Okay.
Yes.
Before continuing on, should we take a quick little pause?
Yes.
Okay. Broads, there is nothing better in the entire world than crawling into a freshly made bed with a new set of sheets.
Mm-hmm.
You want to bring someone back to your place? You got to get this new set of sheets, okay? There's nothing better. You could hop in your basic run-of-the-mill sheets and get used to it, I guess. But then I tried my first pair of Etude sheets, and oh, baby, the difference is out of this world. I can never go back to my old cotton sheets, okay? I refuse. Etude sheets are the only ones you'll find on my bed now. And honestly, I'm sleeping better than ever now that I've switched.
That's no accident. There's a reason Etude sheets give you the best quality sleep. Actually, there's a few reasons. For starters, the fabric, 100% organic bamboo. If you've never had the opportunity to sleep on bamboo before, the only way to describe what it feels like, it's like feathery silk. It's really a unique fabric. It's light and soft, but it's also more breathable than silk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the perfect material to sleep on. Not only are Etude sheets comfortable and breathable, but they're temperature regulating, they're hypoallergenic, they're antibacterial, and they're toxin free.
So basically what we're saying is they're the perfect sheets. Seriously, yep. Do yourself a favor and give them a try for 30 nights. If you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them for a full refund. Although, fair warning, you're going to love them. Just trust me. Mm-hmm. I always thought I slept great, but after I started sleeping on Editude, I fell asleep faster, stayed asleep longer, and woke up feeling better and more rested than I ever knew was possible. That is a win in my book.
Right now, you can get 20% off your order plus free shipping when you visit editude.com/chattybroads and enter promo code chattybroads. That's Editude as in eco attitude. You can order today for free shipping and 20% off your order at editude.com/chattybroads, promo code chattybroads.
So I'm 100% positive that no one likes making doctor's appointments for themselves. Yes, I know it's phone call, right? It's just a phone call. It only takes 3 minutes to make, but it always feels like such a chore that I end up putting it off for weeks. Okay, more like months, but I know you all do it too. But guess what? There's a much better and easier way to make doctor's appointments and see your doctor. No phone call required with PlushCare.
Oh my gosh, no phone call required.
No phone call required.
You're speaking my language.
Or in person, honey.
Ugh. With PlushCare, you can schedule your appointments and see your doctors virtually through your smartphone or computer. No more being put on hold or stale waiting rooms. Everything is quick, easy, and done from home. Also, no more putting off making the appointment that you need to make because you have no excuse. It's just right through an app on your phone. It's so easy.
There's always so many options available too because it's virtual.
So just pick a time that works for you and you can book your appointment right online. And just because it's online doesn't mean it's compromised in any way. Not at all. PlushCare appointments function the exact same as an in-person visit. You can be diagnosed, treated, and even have a prescription sent to your local pharmacy all within minutes.
Yeah, I get really bad migraines that I have to go see a doctor for in order to get my prescriptions refilled. And I don't know why I do this, Broads, but I always put off the appointments until it's too late and I can't get into the doctor without a week's notice, which just doesn't work when you're in a lot of pain. PlushCare lets me get relief quickly. It saved me more times than I can even count.
Pink eye, UTI, all those kind of things.
Your kids, when all of a sudden something, you know, like you're like, what's this strange?
Antibiotics.
Yeah, what's a strange rash on my child? You know, it's like bada bing, bada boom. Easy peasy.
Just spilled water all over myself. PlushCare makes it easier than ever to take care of yourself inside and out. Start your membership today. Go to plushcare.com/chatty to start your free 30-day trial. That's PlushCare.com/chatty for a free 30-day trial. plushcare.com/chatty. All right. Moving on. Big fan of Elle. Take notes, men who are watching. Do everything. Move to three different countries so you can put it on your dating app profile.
Yes, we are big fans of Elle. You know, yeah, for real though, take note, please, for the love, take note.
Okay, now I got kind of a spoiler on this next one because the broad who sent it in we dated for 2 or 3 months. He exhibited some interesting behavior and I want to know if you're more intuitive than I was. So that really says it all already.
But you know what? What is interesting now is now we are able to look at this gentleman who goes by GG, and be able to see, would we pick up on, you know, not sure what the interesting behavior was, first of all, but I'm assuming it was negative. That's the vibe I'm getting.
Yes.
If we'd be able to pick up on it, honestly, we have to be honest if we'd be able to pick up on it or not.
Okay, this is my first vibe from Gigi. Now, the one thing, I'm going to give both a pro and con of something that I'm just picking up on.
Yes.
Okay. One, a sense of humor, assuming, because the first ideal first date, dinner, drinks, matching tattoos. Haha, okay, that's cute. I like that.
Okay, can I be honest from my perspective?
What?
I read it and I go, for ideal first date, dinner, drinks, and matching tattoos. I think my brain would immediately go either haha, I'm like, or this guy's really intense. And this is he being serious?
No, because he says like in the next one, a plus one for I'm looking for a plus one for corporate party so I don't have to explain my dating life. Like, that's a joke. A social cause I care about, playing tennis on the weekend. He's obviously trying to be very cheeky.
Okay.
To me, that's what that says. He's trying to be very cheeky, trying to be very funny. But the con of this is I'm like, what I'm picking up on this as I'm, one joke is kind of funny, but then what I'm picking up on is I'm like, you're an asshole who literally doesn't give a shit except about like making money and stepping on anyone's back you need to do to make it. Like, I get a vibe that this guy might go to prison for white collar crime later on.
You know what? I will say that, okay, tattooed one, the corporate party one.
But for one, he's saying, okay, because he's making a point. Okay, first, he's in private equity. That's number one clue. Second, the corporate parties thing.
Yeah.
Like that, he's making a then the tennis thing. I'm like, okay, so you want to be this like Wolf of Wall Street kind of dude?
Yes.
I don't like that.
No.
Like, say a plus one for family gatherings, so I don't have to explain my dating life.
Yeah. Also, you know what I'm saying? Also, it's a little bit of a flex to be like corporate parties.
Same with playing tennis. Like, yeah. A social cause I care about could be like drinking beers on the weekends. Even that is less like this is. He's going out of his way to make pretentious jokes. Yeah,
elitist vibes.
Exactly, elitist jokes. A particular brand of jokes is tipping me off to like.
Yeah, I will say this. If I'm just swiping through, as far as pictures go, the first picture is of Gigi with his camera. With
I don't a beautiful like that. I view. Don't like seeing a guy with a camera.
You don't want him to take your picture?
I mean, I do, but like, I'd rather you not have a camera in your first I don't know. Something about that is like, yeah, I love landscape photography in Ireland. I'm just like, stop.
Yeah. Well, then the next one is him.
Like in Italy or something.
It looks like sitting posted up like that's with a fine. Backpack. That's fine. Then the third one is
that
him.
One's also fine to me.
Yeah.
He's shirtless with a Dodgers shirt open. He's looks like he's having a beer on his parents' backyard couch.
And then the last one is him with friends. Looks like snowboarding, which is cool.
Yeah. Okay. He's trying to show that he goes places and does things.
So
I like that.
Yeah. So I'll be honest. If I'm looking at this profile, personally, I go, I don't know. Nothing catches my eye about these photos, but it also doesn't set off alarm bells for me. But the comments do.
I'm
not looking at it, and again, this is me being fully honest. If I'm reading it, I wouldn't be like I would not match with this person just because of the things he was saying. I'd kind of be like, I don't know, are you kind of a dick? Like, I can't totally. Quite read this.
I think I would only swipe right if to me he was out of this world attractive, and then I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna try to bag this guy, and this is gonna ruin my life for the next three or so months.
He's gonna fuck me up hard.
Yep.
But I will say, if also my friend was like, hey, I'm going on a date with this guy, I wouldn't be like, do not go on a date with him. I'd be like, oh, interesting.
Try it out.
All right, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So full disclosure, this profile wouldn't scream alarm bells to me, but it would also put a little bit of a head scratch. I'd be like, I think he might be an asshole.
Yeah. And just like, he seems like someone who could I have a specific vision of a type of guy in my head where like comes off like super cocky, and like maybe we'll make jokes that are a little too far to you, where like, you know, you're kind of like, well, like, yeah, I bet I would be doing that too if I had a shithole apartment, you know, and you're kind of like, did you just call my apartment like a shithole?
Yeah, and it's like, no, I'm joking.
Yeah,
but then he'd be serious. Well, it was like always a little bit of truth.
Well, or like not even that. Like maybe he'll say that and then maybe he'll kind of like just play it off. But he has an air of insecurity in that where I'm like, oh, you were trying to be funny, but you just like talked mad shit on me. And you're just like, instead of admitting it and just being like, I shouldn't have said that. That was an asshole thing.
Yeah.
He's kind of like, ha ha. You know, and you're just kind of like, ugh.
I just get a vibe from him, like, if he would pick me up, like, he would let me know how expensive his car is. Or, like, he would tell me, he'd be like, if I looked at him and he picked me up for a date, and I go, oh, I like your shirt. And he'd kind of be like, oh, this thing? He's like, yeah, I mean, it was, like, $250. Like, I mean, whatever. Like, there would be those comments thrown around that
no,
like,
no.
Would
this
dry
what
me
this
like
what
a
say.
Fucking
you'd be
desert.
On the, you'd be on the date, and he'd be like, oh my god, like I already spilled spaghetti on sauce on this, like not like this wasn't like $300.
Exactly.
You know? And
I'm
you're
just like okay. And then it would just be like and he'd have a really nice wash on and he wouldn't mention it, but like he would show it. Like he would intentionally like be sitting here listening to me and like use the arm that has the wash on it to like be listening to what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, he might
saying.
Be like, I like it. He's gonna go try it on. Like it might look good on you, you know? I'll let you try it on. I'll put on my timer for 30 seconds.
And then he's like, it's heavy, huh? It's good quality. It's like, you're like, yeah.
They make so much cheap shit these days.
Yeah, he's like, you know, did you know that that's really the only way that you can tell, like, if a Rolex is real, is like, you gotta put on a scale and weigh it because they make great.
If it doesn't weigh at least as much as a newborn baby, yeah. You are being scammed, my friend. Yeah,
just so you know, I actually, like, one of my friends, he's a Rolex dealer, like, down the street, whatever.
It's in his family business.
If you, shit. Or, like, any of your friends are interested, like, any of your friends. Like, you know, then... whatever. What are your friends up to, like, later today? Like, are you girls doing anything later?
Are you girls doing anything later?
And then you're doing brunch with him or dinner, and he's going to try to get you to bring your hot friends to, like, the club with him and his guys. Yeah, later.
He's going to try to get all of you fucked up.
He's going to go on a date with you, ask you if any of your friends are around, meet up with a bunch of his guy friends and your friends, and he will end up hooking up with one of the friends that you brought, not you.
Yeah, probably. He's probably going to end up following one or two of them on Instagram.
Uh-huh. Liking all the photos.
And
then even
if you asked him about it, he'd be like, well, we chatted about it and we're both in, equity.
Yeah, you know, we watch the stocks.
What is private equity? I don't even know what that is.
It's too smart stuff for me.
All right. A says here are three of the guys I'm currently matched with.
So, yeah. So the next broad goes by A, and we'll be swiping through three of the men.
Wait, A is the girl who sent it in?
A is the girl who sent it in. Going by Anonymous.
Okay.
Anonymous sent this in with three men that she's currently matched with. Considering going on a date.
Okay, so first one we got R. Oh, here we go. I got another traveler in here, folks. We got another traveler.
Oh, gosh.
I'm looking for someone that wants to travel as much as I do. I gotta say, I believe R.
I believe R wholeheartedly. Immediately. You know why? And I believe R travels alone because everything's a selfie with a beautiful background. And maybe he, like, does all those lonesome lone wolf travelers.
I like that. Yeah. I'm into that.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
Like, he went to Colombia to learn Spanish.
Yes, he did. I mean, look at all of these travel photos. R has, like, a never-ending pile of travel photos.
What does this one mean? You shouldn't... I'm trying to read the text on this, but it's kind of blurry. It looks like you shouldn't... something he says something about you don't like Spanish music, so I'm like, does that mean he likes Spanish
I think
music?
He's saying, like, it's something like don't swipe if you don't like Spanish music.
Okay,
so he's a fan of Spanish music. We see him, he is riding bikes in the mountains.
He's holding a llama in front of a huge mountain.
He is in the canals in Italy. I mean, this man likes to travel.
He does have a septum ring, and that gives me the ick, but I'm willing to overlook it because he seems cute.
And I like the septum ring, and it's kind of one of the things that makes me really believe that he is, like, an organic traveler. Like, I would imagine this person is, like, you know, it only uses everything eco-friendly. I'm getting, like, Portland heavy vibes. And I believe, like, now here's the question, A. Do you like hostels? Because 100% I would imagine that that R likes to be in hostels.
He did go to Humboldt. Yeah. Yeah, the septum ring is just a little too try hard for me on a male traveler. Just a little bit too much of a scene.
But you gotta give yourself a little bit of something, you know. R is making a statement in his travels. I don't hate it. He's making a statement. He's kind of this guy who, like, he lives free, he's wild. Like, you know, it doesn't look like he has any tattoos. It looks like he gets sunburnt easily. He's thrown in the septum ring to throw in a little bit of edge.
Yeah, I appreciate his effort, so I will give him that, because the rest of his photos don't come off try-hardy.
No.
Okay, that's R. You know what? Overall, I think he seems like a good guy. I don't see red flags.
No, I like his... I really like his vibe. I bet...
You gotta make sure you actually are active enough for him, though.
Yes. You, A, my sweet broad... this is somebody who,
like you said, the hostel. Yeah.
You are going to be like, are you down to wear the same outfit 8 days in a row and not be able to shower? Because that's how this person lives. This is how they exist. They are always on the move. Are you down for that?
She seems like she's down because like the other guys that she screenshotted seem like they are the outdoorsy.
They're
type,
all outdoorsy.
Which brings me to A2.0. Now. This is, I actually really like this, and some people might disagree with me, but A straight up says in his, he's got similar vibes. He's got pictures of him skiing, biking, you know, in the mountains, whatever. Seems like literally all these guys do, but he said, mostly looking for a plus one to a Memorial Day weekend camping and biking getaway. If you're low in the plans department and into trips with strangers, hit me up. This I'm in. Fully got me.
This is you. This
resist.
Is so Becca.
I can't resist. Yeah, I can't resist. Doesn't matter how hot I think he is. I'm like,
he's cute though.
I'm going with a group of people. Wait. Actually, he doesn't clarify that. Into trips with strangers.
Maybe you're going alone.
No, he's saying plus one, so that does imply a group, wouldn't you say?
I would hope so, or else you're showing up
I'm not. Let me clarify, broads. I would not go on a one-on-one getaway with this person. I would not. But if he's going with like a group of like six or seven friends, you know, on a camping, biking getaway, man, I'm in. How fun. You're going to have a good time. Most probably, hopefully.
I mean, he is very cute. I do like I feel like he has a very good variety of pictures.
He has a good variety in his bio. He says in the next thing, we'll get along if you like mountain cycles, sleeping outside, and bros with guitars singing their hearts out to me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Love it. This is this
very
bio.
Specific.
All of this is.
Yeah, you're swiping. Yeah, this, and I do appreciate too. It's like he's got a snowboarding pic, he's got a mountain pic.
Picking with friends.
He's with friends, he's with potentially two friends or sisters of his. I don't know how I feel about the photo of him flipping off the camera with his bicycle.
He's being silly because he's got a helmet on. You know, he's like so badass with my bike helmet.
Yeah, if this was on someone else's profile, I'd be like, eh, but because he seems lighthearted, I'm like, this feels like it's supposed to be funny.
Yeah, I'm into the pics with the girls too, because you're like, oh, maybe like I said, you're gonna have a group of like eight friends on this camping thing. Maybe some of them will be girls. It'll be a good time.
Yeah,
gonna make new friends.
Yeah, I mean, I sure don't know.
Do you see any red flags? Tell me.
Okay. This is me being hypercritical.
Okay.
He's almost too cute and too perfect.
Okay, this is where
I'm
reading into text between their messages in the background. It doesn't give away anything personal. But it says, I see the text. He says, haha, mostly just crowds. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great that people are getting out and enjoying the outdoors. But I feel, so this is something that I can speak on from the climbing community. People get upset when other people, when shit gets popular, when people start being into camping and biking, all that stuff. And based on that little wall of text that I see, he doesn't like when other people get into the hobbies that he likes because he wants to be, you know, just the only one out on the mountain with his buddies, which can be a little like, people can be a little pretentious with their outdoor activities. Like, if you don't know how to ski, get off the mountain. It's like, well, you know what? Other people are just trying to like
enjoy themselves,
start a new hobby, active in nature.
Yeah.
So like, I get that it's inconvenient, but maybe you should be happy about.
I don't know
that other people are getting to love something you love.
I don't know what it is, but going back to R with the septum ring.
Yeah.
I feel like he's less likely to break your heart than a 2.0 plus one guy.
Yeah, like A, you might have like an amazing weekend with, and you might actually like fall in love with him on this trip. And then he's like, dude, I was just looking for a plus one for this trip to hook up with.
I'm telling you, he's cute. He's cute and he's hot and he's saying everything right, I'm kind of getting a little bit of Greg energy happening to me right now, like outdoor Greg energy.
Dude, I kind of feel you.
And I just feel like R with the septum ring feels more pure to me.
I think A is going to ghost you. I do think on the other hand, though, that like R looks like he's a Pisces and that you're probably going to end up breaking his heart. And to me, that's almost a little more, I'd be more scared of that.
You might break R's heart. Also, I can get a vibe from R, like maybe R might be a little shy at first. Maybe like you're going to get together with him and he might be a little quiet. So if you do, like maybe make sure to give R a second date if you're kind of on the fence. Because I feel like R with septum ring might step into himself more on a second date and be more comfortable. Whereas in, I think A 2.0 with the plus one is going to make a great first impression. And you are going to be a smitten kitten. And I think he might ghost you.
I will say this about A, and it's a little different from X because I don't see any potential for a relationship with X back when who we were looking at a few profiles ago.
Countertop boy.
Now A though, this is how I think about A. You got to go in knowing you like may get actually like your heart low key broken by this guy. But what I will say about A, Jess, I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he might ghost you, which I guess is sort of a bad guy move. But I think that if A finds the perfect girl for him, he could be a good partner. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, sure.
Grayson was that kind of guy. Like, lots of first dates, lots of like not interested.
Quite a few women heartbroken. But then maybe. he just needed to find the right person.
And then I think like for A, like if you are the perfect girl for him, you guys could have a great, really fun relationship. I feel like there's a very high chance he will not talk to you again.
I would say prepare yourself if you go on a date with A.
Or on the Memorial Day weekend with A.
Or Memorial Day weekend, that indeed he's probably going to kind of sweep you off your feet.
I kind of think that.
And just to guard yourself.
Yeah. Guard your heart.
Guard your heart. Guard protecting your heart.
Okay, now we got option number three.
Oh my gosh, Broad Anonymous has a lot of...
Should we do the structure? I want people next time to send in like two or three profiles. We choose which one she should go for.
Oh, that's great.
Because that's kind of fun. I liked that with X and with L. And now I'm liking this with who are these? R, A, and B. So now we get to B.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to see. These are kind of blurry too.
Yeah, these are a little blurry. Okay.
My biggest date fail... Now this guy is actually an example of the group photos gone a little haywire where I'm like,
this is a little
guy,
messy.
I can't figure out.
It's a little messy.
I can't figure out who you are.
My guy, you're too far away with another woman. And like, you know, I'm down with the other woman thing, but like, it's literally just like, is this your ex-girlfriend? Because it's just too far away. It's too far away.
Yeah. Is that your mom? Don't know who this person is. Okay. Some of the things that this person writes. Right away, I'm getting way too fratty energy.
Big fratty energy on
I mean, unless that's
B.
your thing. But a life goal is to own lakefront property.
This is attached to a photo of him with his golden retriever. He's got a backwards hat on, sitting on a boat, and he's got his beer in a koozie. Big frat energy. You know, definitely blackout energy. Like, I hope the dog's safe. You know what I mean? Like, I hope when everyone's partying on the boat that like someone's watching out and making
sure
that
Fido
the dog
doesn't go overboard.
That Fido doesn't, you know, just escape. That's all I'm saying.
I recently discovered that I'm weirdly pretty good at endurance sports. Okay, I don't mind that. That's a conversation starter, whatever. My biggest date fail. Forgot a jacket, sat outside, and the temperature dropped from 60 to 40. I was so cold and tried not to show it. Okay, I actually have something to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's funny. Also, like, to me, this shows that this person...
isn't prepared.
Boy Scout motto, always be prepared. This guy, you do not want him if the apocalypse hits and he's defending you and your three kids.
Not at all. Okay. He forgot a jacket? Come on.
Amateur move.
At 60 degrees, you forget a jacket? Come on.
I gotta say, I don't think A or L would... A or R would forget their jackets.
No, they always got their North Face jacket.
Always got their puffy.
Patagonia,
always got their Patagonia puffy. No, that... honestly, like, people can be like, this is way too deep. That shows me that he has a basic inability of like being honest with a person because he's like for whatever reason, trying to impress them, is embarrassed. Because honestly, like the thing to do in that, forgot a jacket to a date, you could say, dude, I'm not gonna lie, like I'm freezing. Like I know this is kind of weird, but can we go to like an indoor place or like sit in our car? Or, like, yeah. Or maybe it was a COVID date. Do you mind? Like, I would love to continue this conversation. Do you mind if I run and get some from Target? Or like, do you happen to have a blanket in your car?
Yeah, let's go on a Target run. That's fun.
Like,
you can pick up my jacket for me.
Yeah, or like, I know this is embarrassing, but do you have a sweatshirt in your car? And then whatever, you can sit in a girl's sweatshirt and,
I think
you
that's very perceptive.
I'm like, okay. Yeah.
It's like, why didn't you say something? I'm also a little bit like, and maybe this is me digging in too deep. This is so surfacey to me that I go, you've had a lot of dating fails. Do you know what I mean? There's something about it that feels like, you got chilly on a date and you were cold. That's your biggest dating fail. That, for me, says that maybe you're like, you've had a lot of dating fails. You're kind of a bad dater. I would actually kind of live for somebody who, when they said my biggest dating fail, was actually like an honest answer.
Like I shit my pants and in the middle of a date or whatever.
Or just like I was a total asshole and ended up bailing on it because I got uncomfortable.
I forgot my card and she had to pay, whatever. Yeah. Like that's, I mean, that's
even though tamer, it's even though it's like it's a little bit like it's a, like we were talking about with the Blake and Katie moment where Blake says, I don't love you yet, I'm not in love with you yet. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's honest and so it shows something, but I also appreciate honesty. Unlike our last gentleman who's like, what's your favorite social cause? He's like playing tennis. It's like, okay, just be real for a second. We need a little bit of reality. And sometimes I'd like to know kind of maybe the unfortunate sides to you so that I can prepare myself.
Okay, so I think this is what the conclusion we've come to. Ditch B. I think we agree to ditch B. Maybe one off date A if you can handle that emotionally. Be honest with yourself.
Prepare yourself. Yes, prepare yourself.
R, give Jess's advice is give him maybe more of a shot than you naturally would.
Give Septum Ring R maybe a second date. Give him a second date. I think that he'll rise to the occasion. I think he's just maybe a little bit of a shy guy. But a real shy guy. Not like a pretend actor shy guy.
I mean, wow, I had fun doing this.
I really did too.
I enjoyed it. I loved looking through all these random profiles.
If you enjoyed this, I mean, let us know.
I'll be happy to do it again.
We'll be happy to do it again. You all sent a bunch, so we can do a part two of this. We can continue to do this. Please let us know in the comments if you enjoyed it.
If we should get the guys to do it.
If the bros should do it. Oh, that might be so brutal. I would love to, though, hear a perspective from guys about these guys' profiles.
Totally.
You know? Totally. Also, I feel like we should make Grayson and Evan create a fake profile of what they would do. So fill it out.
Oh my God. We got to have them do that on the next episode if there's a chance to. And have them, I mean, Gray has used dating profiles fairly recently.
So maybe we could look at his old dating profiles.
I have never even thought to ask him about that.
I want to see, do you know what's going to actually, oh my God, if I see Evan's dating profile and it's like whack, I'm going to be like, I'm so disappointed.
No, I think that's amazing and they can present it. Like we'll have them create
their own dating profile and see
their little ants. Yes.
And see what we think and see what the broads think. This is what I'm saying though. It's
and
so
we can,
funny.
And then you and I can analyze it on an episode.
See, that's what I'm saying. There was a broad in here and I'm so sorry. Like I said, so many of you sent amazing ones and we did not get to like even half of them. So please let us know if you want us to keep doing these episodes. We would love to.
it may be our
but
calling.
There was a broad, like I said, who sent in her husband's profile from when they matched and she met him and now they've been together for years and have 3 children.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
That's amazing. And she literally said, look at his profile. She's like, it's not good. But I said, okay, anyways.
Oh my God, I've got to see. Obviously, I'm going to give Gray a do-over for it to compete with Evan, but I've got to see Grayston's
dating
profiles.
We have to know. What if it ends our marriage?
And what if we're over?
I'm like, it would be weird though if I looked at it and go, I would never swipe on this.
I don't know.
I would never match. Like, if you're like, you see the profile and you're like, there's no way the way that you presented yourself.
I stalked Gray on Instagram before we even met.
Oh, okay.
Because, like I said, he was dating one of like our mutual friends, and like I'd seen him around the gym. I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. And then I was going on his Instagram, and I liked his Instagram. I was like, oh, like right when he first started dating, I was like, oh, he's like a very like not try hard kind of person, very easygoing.
We love
so
to
his
see
Instagram
it.
Was like good enough for me.
I mean, Instagram
it
was
had
quite
a hot
pick
or two
too.
Screenshot and send to my friends, and you know, show my friends.
Love that, love that.
I didn't have to dig too hard, so that was good. You know, going through, I'm like, oh, ew. Okay, decent. Wouldn't be embarrassed to show this.
Wouldn't be embarrassed. All right, broads. Well, we love you so. Thank you for sending these in. And the bros episode will be out tomorrow. They will be going over, I think, 3 episodes, catching up of Katie's season. So stay tuned for that. And we'll chat soon.
Chat soon.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. We're your destination for electrical products. Keep yourself safe and protected with new GFCI outlets from Legrand. They're available in a variety of finishes. Now at Menards, save big on all Legrand outlets and dimmer switches. View our entire selection of Legrand products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big.